Hello and welcome to another podcast with music by three Americans, John Crigliano, Aaron Copland, and Michael Torkey. The music you just heard is from Michael Torkey's Bright Blue Music. The title came about because Torkey has the rare ability to hear colors, and to him the key of D major, the key of this piece, is bright blue. According to Torkey, D major has been connected to blue since he was, 5 years old. I have no reason to doubt what he says, and I do know other people that have this, but I have no way of commenting either, as my senses of hearing and sight don't seem as closely linked as his. To me, this music is bright, optimistic, and kind of irresistible. That was music by Michael Torkey. The John Carigliano piece on this album is his Symphony No. 1, inspired by the many friends he lost during the AIDS epidemic of the 1980s and 90s. The horror of those times is hard to fathom, and the losses were immense. Carigliano writes in the liner notes, "I lost many friends and colleagues to the AIDS epidemic, and the cumulative effect of those losses naturally deeply affected me. My first symphony was generated by feelings of loss, anger, and frustration. A few years ago, I was extremely moved when I saw The Quilt, an ambitious interweaving of several thousand fabric panels, each memorializing a person who had died of AIDS, and most importantly, each designed and constructed by his or her loved ones. This made me want to memorialize in music those I have lost and reflect on those I am losing." Here is how the symphony begins. The second movement of John Carigliano's Symphony No. 1 is a tarantella and was written in memory of a friend who was an executive in the music industry. He was also an amateur pianist for whom Carigliano wrote a dance, what is in fact the final movement of his gazebo dances, which were written for piano four hands so various friends could play the piece together. Carigliano says of this movement, "According to Grove's dictionary, a tarantella is a South Italian dance played at continually increasing speed, and by means of dancing it a strange kind of insanity, attributed supposedly to the tarantula bite, could be cured. The association of madness and my piano piece proved both prophetic and bitterly ironic when my friend, whose wit and intelligence were legendary in the music field, became insane as a result of AIDS dementia. In writing a tarantella movement for the symphony, I tried to picture some of the schizophrenic and hallucinatory images that would have accompanied that madness, as well as the moments of lucidity. That was from the second movement of John Crigliano's Symphony No. 1. The third movement is a chaconne called Giulio's Song and is equally personal for Crigliano. He writes, "The chaconne, Giulio's Song, recalls a friendship that dated back to my college days. Giulio was an amateur cellist, full of that enthusiasm for music that amateurs tend to have and professionals try to keep. After he died several years ago, I found an old tape recording of the two of us improvising on cello and piano, as we often did. That tape, dated 1962, provided material for the extended cello solo in this movement." The fourth movement of Carigliano's symphony is called Epilogue. It may be the shortest movement of all four, but it seems to carry incredible weight right from those dark chords at the beginning. This music must have been terribly difficult to write, as it contemplates the many friends John Carigliano lost. In the end, though, it does what great music can do so well. Great music can say things and can console us in ways that mere words can't. In this movement, bits and pieces of the previous movements appear, and in the final minutes, the solo cello reappears as the symphony fades into a kind of mournful, beautiful peace. The oldest work on this album is Aaron Copland's Appalachian Spring Suite. He composed it for the famed dance choreographer Martha Graham, and it was first staged at the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C. in 1944. The composer then arranged the orchestral suite from the ballet, and that was in 1945. According to Copland, the ballet depicts a pioneer celebration in spring around a newly built farmhouse in the Pennsylvania hills in the early part of the 19th century. It's amazing how this Brooklyn-born composer, who spent most of his life in New York, wrote music that seems so perfectly descriptive of farm life and, in his later works, of the American West. And in doing so, he created a musical style that has influenced American composers ever since, whether or not many of them want to admit it.
Thank you.
Music by Aaron Copland. You have been listening to music by Michael Torkey, John Crigliano, and just now by Aaron Copland, three very different but quintessentially American composers. The performers on this recording are the National Orchestral Institute Philharmonic, conducted by David Allen Miller, and a splendid group they are. The National Orchestra Institute is a month-long summer festival based at the University of Maryland. And according to their own website, each year young artists from around the country converge to form the National Festival Orchestra, one of the region's most anticipated and treasured summer musical events. If this Naxos recording is any indication, it should be treasured. This recording is available through all fine retailers, Naxos catalog number 8.559782. That's all for this podcast. I hope you can join me again next time. Until then, I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.